But the Hyksos didn't last. After 1530 BC, a series of rulers from Thebes fought and won a war over the Hyksos. And once again, after great bloodshed, Egypt became a unified state. The chief unifier was the pharaoh Ahmose, who effectively turned Egypt into a military civilization. It was a state which maintained a strong army, and basically the authority of the pharaoh depended as much on his military as it did on his religious prowess. He hadn't become a shepherd, he was now an imperial ruler. Ahmose set the tone for the new kingdom, which lasted until 1070 BC. He and his successors turned Egypt into a major imperial power in the eastern Mediterranean. How did they do this? Not only by conquest and maintaining their frontiers and having an aggressive posture towards the outside world, but by brilliant diplomacy. The most competent Egyptian pharaohs were consummate diplomats. They would flatter, they would make diplomatic marriages, they would bribe with Egypt's awesome wealth in gold. Egypt had the wealth. It had the yellow metal, which enabled it to dominate its neighbors by force and with diplomatic bribery. But it always established the principle that it was special. There was a record of a Mesopotamian ruler who asked for the hand of an Egyptian princess in marriage. He was informed in no short order that no Egyptian princesses left Egypt. Egypt was a major power in the shifting sands of Southwest Asian politics. It was competing constantly with two great states, Mitanni to the east of the Euphrates River, and Hatti, the Hittite Empire in what is now Turkey. All of these three powers ultimately had one ambition. They wanted to control the incredibly lucrative trade networks of the eastern Mediterranean, which extended as far as Mesopotamia, deep into Anatolia, to the Nile, and as far west as the Aegean and Crete. Now the pharaohs basically financed their expanding domains and their diplomacy with Nubian gold. Because another thing they did was to conquer Nubia, so that it became rapidly more Egyptianized. At the same time, the new kingdom pharaohs expanded their trade routes in the Red Sea, southward to the famous land of Punt, which was rich in exotic spices. And then as now, spices were a major trade. The royal kingdom, the royal capital, was at Memphis in Lower Egypt. But probably the most powerful community was Waset, Thebes. Waset is the Egyptian name for Thebes, because it was there that the all-powerful sun god Amun reigned. Waset was the estate of Amun, the all-powerful sun god whose temples at Karnak and Luxor were mainly built during the New Kingdom's 18th dynasty, 1550 to 1307 BC. Amun-Re was the king of the gods. He was a solar deity portrayed in human form, the divine father figure who conceived kings and then protected them in life and death. The estate of Amun not only existed on the eastern bank of the Nile, which is the bank of the Nile where the sun rises, the land of the living, but also to the western bank of the Nile, the land of the dead, where, after 1505 BC, the new kingdom pharaohs were buried, not under pyramids, the replicas of the primordial mound, the symbolic sun rays, but in rock-cut tombs with hidden entrances in the Valley of the Kings. Why? Partly because of tomb robbers.